This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Time capsules seem to suffer with time. Of approximately 10,000 created, 9,000 have been lost or forgotten about. Gun dealers refuse to honor requests from 13 Democratic senators and others to delay sales of gun until a potential purchaser has been cleared by the National Federal Database. 400 families have contributed more than half of the money to all candidates running for president currently. Several thousand demonstrated in Baghdad over electricity breakdowns in Iraq during 120-degree heat. Amnesty International is voting in Dublin on a new policy on prostitution. It would argue that that is a human right to sex and that prostitution should be decriminalized. The Louisiana Master Plan to protect against another Katrina disaster would cost $50 billion, with approximately 20% going towards giving New Orleans 500-year flooding protection. Tulane University, though, puts the actual cost of the master plan, though, at $100 billion, and in either case, there's not enough money in the state. Only 887,001 borrowers were able to participate in loan modifications rather than the 4 million projected. City Mortgage had the worst record, rejecting 87% of the applicants for a modification. Chase was 84% rejection. Bank of America denied 84% as well, and Wells Fargo 60%. The share of young adults living in their parents' homes increased from 24 to 26% from 2010 to 2015, even as the economy improved. 1,100 undergraduates commit suicide annually. In the USA, private police forces outnumber publicly funded police by roughly 3-1. In a report last month called The New Snake Oil, Global Witness said that Golden Beryllium, a palm oil company, made use of the Ebola outbreak and doubled its areas of operation during the crisis. The report accused the company of holding mass meetings to convince villagers of the agreement's merits at a time the country was in turmoil. It also said Liberian government officials quashed opposition to the company, in some cases supporting violence against protesters and arresting them. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.